Conversation 1.
I have been studying too much and need a change. So I've just made plans to go away during the January break.
Really? Where are you going?
I'm planning to visit New Mexico.
My sister and I vacationed there last year, and we had a great time.
Did you get into Albuquerque?
Sure, whenever we weren't skiing.
Is it far from the mountains?
Not at all. See, even though Albuquerque is on a high, flat plateau, there are even higher mountains near it. Just half an hour away from the city, there are snow-covered slopes.
Well, as the mountains are just 30 minutes away, I guess I should take my ice skates and my skis.
Definitely.
I heard that the weather there is great.
It is. No humidity, moderate temperatures, but you do need to be careful about the high altitude.
What should I do about that?
Oh, just take it easy for a few days. Don't go hiking up the mountains or exercise too vigorously. Just do everything gradually.
I'm sure I will be fine, and I will let you know all about my trip when I come back.
Questions 1 to 3 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. Why does the woman know so much about Albuquerque?
2. What can be inferred about the man?
3. According to the woman, what may cause the man the most problems in the Albuquerque? 2.
Hi, Sally. This is Phil.
Great to hear from you, Phil. How have you been doing?
To tell you the truth, I'm very worried about our final examination next month. For one thing, I can't sleep.
I sympathize. I went through the same thing last year.
That's exactly why I'm calling you. Do you have any suggestions for coping with anxiety? You know how I hate exams.
Well, last year, the university offered a stress management course at about this time. Have you been in contact with the student help services?
No, I haven't had time.
Funny, isn't it? Just when students need help most, we can't afford time to get it.
Well, perhaps I should find out more about this stress management course since I've got to get better.
I suggest you call the health services tomorrow. They open at 9 a.m.
Thanks, Sally. I'll let you know how it goes.
Best of luck. And have a good night's sleep.
That's easier said than done.
Questions 4 to 6 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 4. Why is Phil worried?
5. Why does Phil turn to Sally for advice?
6. What does the university offer to students in Phil's condition? 3.
Did you take these pictures? They're very good.
Yes, I think they turned out well, too. I like to take my camera with me wherever I go. That way, if I see something interesting, I can snap a picture of it.
Carrying a big camera around is too much trouble for me.
My camera's really small, though. Here, let me show you.
That is a compact camera, but you really must know a lot about photography to get such professional-looking results.
Not necessarily. This camera is simple to operate.
Does this model come with flash attachment for indoor shots?
Better than that, it has a built-in electronic flash and an automatic focus, too. I don't even have to worry about focusing.
That's what I need. When I take pictures, they usually come out blurry because I don't adjust the lens properly, and I hate photos that are out of focus. Is a camera like yours very expensive?
Less than you'd expect. Why don't you check the prices at Hatfield's down the street? This model was on sale there last week.
I think I will. It certainly won't hurt to take a look.
Questions 7 to 9 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
7. As the conversation begins, what are the man and the woman doing?
Eight. What is the major advantage of her camera, according to the woman?
Nine. What is the man probably going to do after the conversation?
Conversation 4.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to read some articles that are on reserve in the library for Anthropology 311.
Professor Geiler's class?
That's right. How could you know?
Let's just say you are not the first person coming in asking for those articles.
Oh, well, seeing as how I haven't read any of them yet, it doesn't really matter which one you give me first.
I'm afraid I can't give you any of them at the moment. They've all been checked out.
You're kidding. All of them?
Every last one. I've asked Professor Geiler's twice already to bring in additional copies of the articles, but no sooner do I place them on the shelves than they are gone. See that girl in the black sweater? She's been waiting for half an hour for these same articles to be returned.
And here I went out of my way to free out the whole afternoon to read.
I'm sorry, but there is not a whole lot I can do about it. All I can suggest is that you come in first thing tomorrow morning and try again. We open at 8.
Questions 10 to 13 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 10.
What is the man surprised to learn?
11.
What can be inferred about the students in Anthropology 311?
12.
What does the woman say about Professor Geiler's?
13.
What does the woman suggest that the man do?